Well, as I was preparing my sermon for today, I came across the story that I thought I'd share with you that I thought went well with what we're talking about in the body of Christ. The story was about a horse living on a farm in the UK. Her name was Zeta, and she was a 20-year-old mare. Well, while grazing in the field one day, she was shot twice with a crossbow. One arrow apparently bounced off her ribs, and another was lodged an inch away from her lung. Zeta was critically injured, but survived after four fellow mares spent 3 hours taking turns licking the wound clean. Her owner was quoted saying, "It was really touching that when I found Zeta, the other horses in the field were nuzzling her for comfort and licking the wound." He went on and he said, "They kept the wound clean, which prevented it from becoming infected, and it also helped stem the blood flow." And he said, "There was definitely a herd instinct kicking in among those horses. They knew Zeta was in need, and they rallied around her to save her." In closing our text today, Paul continues, "If one member suffers, all suffer with it. It's also true that if one is honored, all are honored with him. It is with great care that we are to function as the body of Christ. The responsibility for the reputation of the body rests with every single one of us. How we act is going to govern how other people see the body of Christ at work in the world today. Tell me, how else does our invisible God become visible? Will the world see this body as a family? A place where we are loved and cared for, where we're welcomed and our needs are met. A place where people are supported and encouraged in their daily lives. Will the world see this place as a temple? A place to worship and to give thanks. A place of prayer and reverence for our one true God. A place where forgiveness is found and mercy is given. Will the world see this place as an army? A place that defends the weak and protects the innocent. Good Shepherd, we are the body of Christ, and we were made for one another. Let's pray. Lord, again, I give you thanks and praise for this body. I give you thanks, Lord, for your word and its truth. I pray, Lord, that as we go forth this week, that we will always be the light of Christ that shines to others so that they may see you in us. Let us, Lord, be the body. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.